worship. Lord, one thing we ask of you, one thing we desire. Come change our lives.
One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change our life. One thing we ask of you, one thing that we desire, that as we worship you, Lord, come and change our lives.
See.
sing holy, holy, holy. Sing out holy.
Well, it's good to have you with us tonight. We have a special guest. How many have heard Rodrigo Rodriguez play? What a beautiful man of God. He's just our friend here at Calvary Chapel. And we're going to lower the lights here because the music he plays is so meditative and soothing. And he's one of the best. So you could, why don't you turn around and say hi to a couple folks and then be seated. And then, why don't you give Rodrigo a big welcome, big Calvary Chapel welcome.
Good evening. It's always an amazing blessing to be in Calvary Chapel. I feel so safe in the walls of Calvary. I think the last time I came is probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So I am on my way to Singapore. You know, it's amazing that when God allowed trials in our lives is because he wants us to share with the rest of the brothers. A lot of things happened in my life in the last 5 years that brought my heart to the cross. So before I start, I'm going to pray. Father, thank you for today. Because weather will change, economy will change, people will change, but you never change, Lord. You are always the same, amazing, almighty, beautiful God. I pray that these songs be a sweet sound for your ears. Bless us, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord. I would love to share a wonderful story. Around 5 years ago, a lady from Indianapolis left a voicemail on my phone. She says, "Mr. Rodriguez, I don't know you. You don't know me neither. But I would like to ask you if you will be able to come to my home and play the guitar for my 15-year-old boy that's dying with bone cancer." And you know, that's part of the ministry. So I called her, and I flew from South Carolina to Indianapolis, South Carolina. That's the place I live. I met Corey. He was a guitar player also, so somebody gave him one of my CDs. And in the morning, he was saying, he was asking Mom, play the guitar CD. That's why Mom asked me to come and play for Corey. Corey was really happy to see me at the door because he recognized my face from the CD cover. When I start to play for Corey his favorite songs, I was really, really moved because he was in such an incredible pain, tumors all over his little body. After 45 minutes that I played for Corey, I came to his bed, gave him a kiss in his forehead, and I told him, "Corey, say hello to Jesus for me." He looked me in the eye, and he told me, "I will." He died 3 months later. But the amazing thing of the story is that I went to ministry to those people, but they ministered to me. Because when I was talking to Corey's mom and dad, I saw in their faces something amazing. I saw the peace of the Lord. They were not cursing in God. They were not saying, "God, why you are taking my only boy?" They were accepting by faith God's will in their lives. And that spoke to my heart in such a powerful way. Because I'm a complainer. A long time ago, my daughter was really rebellious. And I was complaining to God, "God, why you don't give me a perfect daughter?" The answer is because I'm not perfect father neither. And that day when I saw in Corey's mom and dad the peace of the Lord, of course they were grieving, but they had the peace of the Lord. I even changed my prayers because I used to pray to God, "God, give me this, fix this, bring me that." And I learned to pray, and I learned to pray, "God, give me the peace of your spirit. And don't take away the storm in my life, but teach me how to dance in the rain." Mm-hmm.